than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Plenty of places to listen to us. Get ready for the NFL draft. It is officially draft week. Some brand new Ravens are joining the flock, the unkindness, if you will, this week. Some lives are changing for some young football players. And here at The Call, you know, we have always been a fan's opinion, a fan's voice on the Baltimore Ravens. That's what it's always been about. It's about us and you guys and what your opinions are of this team. It's so we're going to do something a little bit different for this upcoming show. As you can hear, Josh is not with me right now. He actually did a live Facebook video with the guy we're going to talk to right now, Jonathan Dugan. He actually sent us a clip here, and he does his own mock draft, and we are going to actually play that for you guys, and we're going to let Jonathan take the reins on this one. You can go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast, and check out Josh's video and his talk with John, and they kind of go over the first round and a couple other things, and John's going to go through a mock draft on this episode. So this is something we're trying out. We're going to see if it works. You know, plenty of time in the off season to try out different things. So Jonathan, this is your show, buddy. We are giving you the reins here on air. So what we're going to do is we're going to cut to that now, and you're going to hear what Jonathan has to say about the draft coming up in his own mock draft. So Jonathan, take it away.
I'm going to do a quick little mock draft of what I think the Ravens could do. I'm just letting you guys know I used a website called FanSpeak, where you're actually able to simulate a mock draft. You can do trades and all that great stuff, but for the sake of simplicity, I went ahead and just went with the picks that the Ravens have. First up at 16, I went with the guy out of Western Michigan, Corey Davis. You know, it's no secret that Joe Flacco needs some weapons. Losing Steve Smith and really only having Mike Wallace and Perriman out there, we need a big-bodied possession receiver that can really help move the chains for Flacco. Corey Davis, you know, 4 years there at Western Michigan, was just a beast every year there. He actually finished with 5,285 receiving yards. You know, he's just that alpha type receiver. The great thing about him, though, is he doesn't really have the attitude that you would associate with an alpha. He can go underneath, he can go over the top. And you know what? He's great in the red zone, which, you know, we've kind of struggled with in the years past. We haven't had that huge body. We rely really on our tight ends to get the ball in there. You know, let's go ahead. There's some great pass rushers there are probably available, a Derek Barnett, a Charles Harris. But you know what? Let's help Flacco out and get him that big name receiver that he hasn't had his whole career. You know, in the second round, speaking of pass rushers, I'm going to go ahead and take Jordan Willis out of K-State. You know, he's just a guy that he's one of their top leaders. He's got a nonstop motor. He had 11.5 sacks last year. He was the leader of the defense, and, you know, obviously with Coach Snyder, he was well coached. We just lost Dumervil. You know, his production fell off over the past few years with some injuries. Suggs probably only has a year or two left. Let's go ahead and get that premier pass rusher that we can rely on for a few years. Next up, you know, in the third round, speaking of Flacco, we need to help protect him. You know, last year with Zutaw, and even at times with some of the other guys like Jensen, We just got kind of tossed around. We weren't big enough. You know, let's go out. Let's get a guy like Pat Elflein. You know, he was a center at Ohio State, obviously a premier program in the country. He's been there. He's played in huge games. He's played teams like Michigan. He's played against guys like Taco Charlton. The great thing about him, he's versatile. You know, obviously if Ozzie's going to make a pick in the third round, he wants to get a guy that can play anywhere on the line. Mainly we're going to use him at center. You know, Ozzie and Coach Harbaugh both said we want to get bigger at center. The guy's 6'3". You know, I think that's the perfect size for a center. Anything bigger than that, you know, I think you're going to get, you know, leverage problems. This guy was a great leader. He, you know, coached the offensive line at Ohio State. He's been described as having great hand placement. The guy was an all-state wrestler. So speaking of leverage, the dude knows how to use it to his benefit. He knows where to place his hands. Another great thing about him is, you know, he knows every move he's going to make before he makes it. You know, the guy's great in zone reads. He's good in all those type of things. He'd be a huge upgrade over Urschel. You know, we love Urschel. He's the math genius, but he's kind of a liability on the line. We've seen that. I highly doubt that Ozzie and Harbaugh are, you know, okay with going with either Jensen or Urschel next season. We've seen it. It doesn't work. Let's go get a guy that we know that's going to work. Then our second pick in the third round, we're going to go ahead and get another premier pass rusher. The reason we do this is obviously, you know, Suggs is going to play this year. And you know what? Knowing Suggs, he's probably going to play at a high level. But let's go ahead and get somebody that we know that can replace him down the road. I'm going to go ahead and go into Auburn and get Carl Lawson. The reason he slipped this far, I'm sure in the past years we've seen him in first rounds, you know, top 10. The guy just can't stay healthy. This past year was one of the first years he kind of stayed healthy. He's always had that stigma that he's a great player. He's got great talent, but he's had knee issues, a few things like that. That's why you're going to get him in the third round. Now, if this guy can stay healthy, he's a first-round talent. You know, he's a great edge setter. He has great burst. He can play, you know, standing up or hand in the dirt. Great for that hybrid defense that the Ravens like to play. When I think of this guy, I think of kind of like a Courtney Upshaw with pass rushing ability. You know, Courtney set the edge for us, fantastic. Our run defense was at a high level with him. The guy just couldn't get to the quarterback. Carl Lawson, if he can stay healthy, let him play behind Suggs for a year, play situational, he's going to be a beast. Then going to the fourth round, this guy could go anywhere from 4 to 6. He's ultimate boomer bust. He played at Notre Dame, Jerron Jones. His effort has been questioned, but the dude is just extremely athletic. He's 6'6". He's a defensive end. You know, we just lost Timmy. You know, Timmy kind of was a similar situation. Effort questioned. He was kind of boomer bust. You know, let's go out in the fourth round, take a guy, let's take a gamble. You know, he's a bigger guy, but he's got pass rushing moves. Granted, he only had 2 sacks last year, but a lot of people are saying that he played out of position there at Notre Dame. He played more of a nose at Notre Dame. Let's go ahead and put him right next to Brandon Williams. Williams is going to eat up those double teams. Let this guy just have free run at the quarterback. Let's see what happens. You know, if he does have those effort questions, I'm sure Harbs can coach him up. If not, hey, we've seen those guys. They don't last long in Baltimore. Next up, we have a guy that also, he didn't underachieve, he's just kind of in a bad situation. Malachi Dupre at LSU. The guy just never had a good quarterback to throw him the ball. He's 6'2". He was a long jump champion in high school. And the guy's played all over the field. He's played in the slot. He's played outside. He's just a guy that you want to get the ball to. Never had a lot of receiving yards, but again, that's because he just never had anybody really throw the ball. You know, I know that we went ahead and got Corey Davis in the first. Why not get Joe another weapon? You know, the whole thing, entire Joe's career is he just doesn't have weapons. He doesn't have weapons. Well, hey, you know what? No more excuses. Let's get this guy somebody that we can, you know, put in the wings and develop. Eventually, this guy could be a beast. You know, he could be that possession receiver, that Anquan Boldin type that we have lacked in Baltimore since we traded Boldin to San Francisco. And lastly, one of my favorite players, Dylan Cole out of Missouri State. Now, look, we just lost Zach Orr. Guy was a hustle machine. All he did was make tackles. This guy's in the same kind of ability as a Zach Orr. Comes from a small school. You know, Ravens have never been afraid to draft guys from small schools. Speaking of Brandon Williams, look at that guy. Came out of nowhere. This guy, muscles on top of muscles. He's about 6'1", 6 foot. kind of small, but so is Ray Lewis. I'm not saying this guy's going to be anywhere in Ray Lewis's atmosphere, but hey, this guy's got a motor that just does not stop. He had an amazing pro day, had a 39-inch vert, had a 40 time that would have been one of the best in his position if he went to the combine. And the guy just has great form in tackling. You know, we've seen guys like Matt Elam that have been drafted, and all they do is throw their body around. This guy form tackles every time. Now, the reason I say, you know, let's go ahead and get this guy is, you know what, if we put him out there in training camp, he's either going to do one of two things. He's either going to impress and start next to Mosley, or he's going to push Kamele Correa into the potential that we know he has and draft him in the second round last year. Worst case scenario, this guy becomes a stud on special teams, and hey, you know what, it was a six-round pick. Why not? So, you know, these are the guys that I think the Ravens would be smart to draft. Obviously, I'm no Ozzie Newsome. The guy's been doing it forever. He's one of the best. He's going to make the best picks. But you know what? I think all these guys can really help out the Ravens next year and get us back to the playoffs and one day win a championship. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Signing off. Bye.
All right, guys, that's it for the show this week. Thank you so much, Jonathan Dugan, for sending in your mock draft to us, and that was pretty cool. It's very different than what we normally do here at The Call, and there's nothing wrong with some change and being a, you know, I don't want to say voice of the voiceless, because us Ravens fans, we're pretty vocal people, but as a Ravens fan, to give another Ravens fan the opportunity to voice his opinion, that's pretty pretty cool. That's a good place to be. So you can follow Jonathan on Twitter at Dugan Football, D-U-G-A-N Football, and you can follow him there and check out all of his tweets and opinions there as well. So make sure you definitely do that. And you can always follow me at Brando Cash on Twitter. You can follow Josh at ItalianGQ52. Go over to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Coming up this weekend is the Ravens flock party, the outlet sale. Josh and I will be doing another show. We'll be doing a kind of like a first round recap of the draft, and we'll be filming that one, and that one will be going out on YouTube as well as your favorite podcast places, and so that's something to look forward to as well. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an iTunes review. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I'm getting ready for the upcoming season. I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. This is the part where Josh usually takes over, but hey, the draft is a couple days away, and there would be some brand new Ravens. So, brand new Baltimore Raven rookies, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.